Hello, and a very warm welcome to this website, aclairpathtogod.com. It's so great to have you join me for this teaching. And in a way, this webinar, the first that I have given since I opened my new website last April, is in fact a bit of a celebration for us all, for my very loyal worldwide audience that has been with me almost from the very start last April and continues to grow. This teaching is about getting God's help when you really need Him, when you really, really need Him urgently. Of course, this teaching is good for any time, at any time in your relationship, in your journey with God. But it is critical for those times when you're experiencing any kind of crisis or trauma or inner pain, loss of peace, confusion, etc. in your life. So welcome. You've tuned in, I think, because you're experiencing pain. You are confused. Your relationship and friendship with the Lord seems to be stale. It's no longer working for you. Your prayer, as it used to be, is falling on deaf ears. And you're really wondering, you know, will you ever be able to return to life with Jesus, life with the Father, life with the Holy Spirit, as you have always known it all your life? Well, I've got very good news for you. You can restore it. You will restore it. Just keep listening. This is all very good news for you. Now, I want to be clear. What I'm going to teach you, especially the two steps, simple steps to restoring in a guaranteed way, to restoring your relationship with God, will take time for you to see the results. You're not going to get visions at the first session of praying in this way for a few minutes each day. No, it'll take time. God knows when you are ready to move to the next step with Him. What I can tell you, though, is that from the very first second that you put these steps to use, these two steps to use, you apply these two steps, your restoration to a solid relationship, a lasting relationship and friendship with the Lord begins. There is no doubt at all in my mind, heart, and spirit, whatever of that. Your healing, your restoration, your restoring of your relationship and friendship with the Lord, of your journey, of your prayer, begins the very first second that you take the first of these two steps. These, I should say, that you take these two steps. What are you going to learn in this? Well, perhaps before I say that, I want to assure you that I am talking to you not out of theology or theory. Everything, every single thing I teach on this website, I have experienced. And 37 years ago, nearly 39 now, actually, I was in just the position you may be in today. I was experiencing an absence of God just when I needed Him most. My prayer wasn't working. I was confused, bewildered, panicked, even approaching despair, certainly discouragement. And the people to whom, the three pastors to who had been recommended to help me, were not able to help me. They were not able. They hadn't had the training to help me connect back to God. They could talk lots about Him, but they couldn't actually provide a way for me to reconnect with the Lord who meant so much to me. This teaching is going to provide exactly that for you. I also want you to know that I have been guiding Christian women from all denominations for 26 years, guiding them on their individual spiritual journeys, both in individual guidance sessions and in regular group guidance sessions. So again, I'm talking out of experience. I am a Christian guide, as I say, of 26 years. I help women connect to God when they need Him urgently. That's my area of expertise. But I am a guide of all and any women who need help in their prayer, in their relationship with God. But my specialty is teaching women a way to connect or reconnect to God at last when they need Him urgently. We'll cover three things, just three things in this teaching. We'll cover your problem. We'll cover the consequences of that problem. And we'll cover the solution to that problem. The good news is that by the end of this teaching, when you learn to apply regularly each day, these two steps, the good news is that you'll find that you become enthusiastic slowly but surely about your friendship with God, about your reading and understanding of scripture. Both of which, of course, are keys to a new foundation with the Lord, or to any foundation with the Lord. And this will serve you in excellent stead for the rest of your life. So the news for you is good. It'll take time, yes, but it's only good news, which is what the gospel is, which is what Jesus, Father, Son, and Spirit all want passionately for you. I'll share my bottom line message to Christian women with you. I'll share my promise to you, and I'll share, as I say, two highly actionable steps that will take you into an actual first-hand experience of God's presence and His love whenever you want or need them. And I'll show you the benefits of this day by day, the benefits that you reap from regularly applying these two steps for just for a few minutes, 5 to 10 to 15, no more than 20 minutes each day, and you must do them regularly. It's no good stopping and starting. For example, doing it every day for 7 days and then missing out a month. That will take you much more time to experience the benefits. And finally, I'm going to share with you Michelle's story. Michelle was a lady in her mid-50s when I met her, who asked for my guidance and asked to join our prayer and scripture group. And I will share with you how she went from being a very faithful, dedicated follower of Jesus for many, many years to an even more enthusiastic follower and friend of Jesus, and what the specific benefit to her that she had not experienced before, the specific benefit to her of these two steps was. And then to end this teaching, we will do a brief recap of what you have learned.